Well, good morning, team. It's so exciting to see all of you getting on the call and us being together this morning. I know this is such a busy time of year for everybody with, you know, holiday parties and family and preparing and friends. And so I really appreciate you being on the call this morning. It's an exciting time for all of us in NECAN and for our NECAN business. And not only can we, you know, reach out to other people and help them have a better quality of life with the NECAN technologies, but we can also reach out to them with the business opportunity, because so many people really are looking for additional sources of income or even primary sources of income. So I want to start this morning with a couple of announcements. And the first one is I have sent out an email, and maybe Dave Johnson has too, if I would like all of you to watch on Friday. Ben Woodward and Mike DiMuccio and Dave Johnson did a Zoom call, and I think the title of it was World Tour, NECAN World Tour, and the name might change, but the whole idea is that we're going to be doing this coordinated effort of hosting events with the new NECAN plan to really create a tremendous amount of momentum worldwide. So we'll talk about that this morning. And then Dave's call this morning, that's at 8 a.m. Pacific time. Ron and Pam Barnes is going to be on. For sure Ron Barnes. Because he's going to be talking about taxes. And I know you guys know how, by having a home-based business, by keeping good records, that there's a tremendous amount of tax deductions, money that you can save by having your home-based business. And he's going to be talking about that. And one of the techniques that you can use to save money at the end of the year is to prepay things that, or purchase things, like you might be working with people that are thinking about joining NECAN, and if they buy products to start their business now before the end of the year, they can deduct them on 2016's taxes. And you can prepay things like, you know, if you're going to be going to Orlando, which we highly recommend, to Salt Lake City, you could get the airfare now, you can get the tickets now, and that way you can have, you know, make those deductions now on your 2016 taxes and save that money. So might as well let Uncle Sam help us.
Or even pay for a webinar ahead of time.
Or pay for, yeah, pay for mentoring, I mean, classes, whatever you're thinking you might, you know, be purchasing next year in January or February. You might want to prepay them now so you get the tax advantage. But especially think of it when you are working with your prospects, too, about them right after Christmas. I know everybody's so busy right now, but right after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's, people start thinking about those, making those resolutions like to lose weight or earn more money or go on a better vacation or have a better job. And so, you know, that's such a great time to be talking with people. Okay, so this morning, we're going to have two parts to our call, and they really pretty much go right together. One is setting your goals, setting goals and making your plans for 2017 before the end of the year. Don't wait till January. We really want you to work on those and get them to us, email them to us before December 31st, and we'll give you a letter grade of A. We're going to talk about that a little bit, and then we're going to shift into talking about that call that Ben Woodward and Mike DiMuccio did on the worldwide launch, because that also is part of setting your goals and your planning for 2017. So we've been one of the people that we mentor with is Eric Lofholm for sales and marketing, and he always has a planning calls at the end of the year to set our goals for the next year. So I've got some notes from that I'd love to share with you. You know, one of the things is maybe you're thinking to yourself, well, why take time to make a plan? I'm already too busy. And, you know, we can increase the results in any area of our life by having clarity on what we want. And so by having a plan, by having some goals and some action plan, we will increase our results. And we'll have increased self-confidence because we know what, you know, what we're doing, what we're heading for. you know, it's really important to invest some time in developing your goals and action plan, because you're worth it. You know, because the results that you're going to achieve are worth it. Your life is worth it.
You are what you're
and
less nervous.
Some people don't set goals because they're afraid of failure. They're thinking, you know, well, if I set this goal and don't make it, I'm going to really feel bad. And, you know, that's just a mindset. And to change that mindset, because when you set a goal and you don't achieve it, it doesn't mean you're a failure. It just means you didn't achieve the goal. And you know, that's a totally different thing. You are not a failure by setting a goal and not achieving it. And chances are, by setting a goal, you're going to achieve a lot more than if you didn't set a goal at all. And so that kind of leads into why set a big goal. I mean, you might say, well, if I'm going to set a goal, then I'm going to make it, you know, real conservative to make sure I make it so that I'm not going to feel bad if I don't get it. And again, it comes to mindset, because if we set ourselves a bigger goal, it's going to shift our thinking. It's going to shift our creativity. Just kind of like Ruth Lowe's on this plan, and she set herself a big goal of being on Team Kaizen and developing a whole lot of seniors. And because of that event, I mean, she shifted her mindset, and so she's developing these seniors. And if she hadn't set that goal for herself, she wouldn't have. And so
with a big, hairy, audacious goal.
Yeah. So when we set ourselves a big goal like that, it shifts ourselves into a whole other level of thinking. And we set activity goals, and we attract things into our life that we wouldn't have otherwise. And so, you know, you might not hit the higher number that you set for yourself, but you will earn more and achieve more than if you had planned for the lower amount. And one of the things Eric recommended, I mean, you can set whatever goals feel good for yourself, but what he recommended and feels really good to me is you can have, like, for your income goal, you can have three goals. You can have your minimum must goal. Okay, so no matter what, this number is happening. Like, maybe it's $30,000 in 2017 from your Nikan business. And then what your real goal is, I mean, your real goal is maybe, like, these are just examples. I mean, you set your own numbers. Your goal might be 60,000 income from Nikan in 2017. But then set a stretch goal, which is maybe 100,000 or 150,000. And then you make your plans, your action plans for the higher goal, not the lowest goal, not the minimum must goal or not your goal. You set your action plans for the highest goal, because then if you fall short, you're still going to be a lot better than your minimum must. I mean, does that make sense to you guys? I mean, it's all about mindset. It's all about shifting into another level of creativity.
Yeah, if you shoot for the moon, you know, that whatever they say.
That's right.
So that kind of goes along with what Mike DiMuccio was talking about, is things are going to move faster with our new plan. And so that's another reason to set bigger goals than what we have before, because with this new plan, you know, people will reach the rank of silver faster, they'll reach the rank of gold faster, and that generates more excitement and things go faster and faster.
Exactly, exactly.
But besides that, it's not linear anyway.
Okay. So another thing that Eric Lawson has shared with us, when you have your plan and every day, every morning, these are the questions that he asks himself every morning, his daily planning questions. Or you might want to ask them the night before so that you're all ready for the next day. But his pre-planning questions: what level am I committed to playing at during my planning? And how long will I spend in planning? So he suggests we spend at least, you know, 10 to 15 minutes a day planning. We will get a lot more of the important things done. One of the things is, you know, we want to focus on the things that make the most difference. There's all kinds of things that we can do that seem like important things, But we need to look at what things that really make the difference in our business and make sure we get those things done first. And then the questions that he asks for each day. What level am I committed to playing at today? And, you know, that's like a level, our energy level, our mindset level, our being present level. So from 1 to 10, what level am I going to play at? Am I going to show up in my weekend day at a 1 or at a 10 or at an 8? You know, and level 10 is pretty high, and maybe that's something that we're not going to achieve every day, but we probably can achieve being at a level, 7 or 8 every day.
Based on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yes, based on a level of from 1 to 10. But so what level am I committed to playing at today? How will I reach for success today? And I can email these out to you so you don't have to write them all down if you like. What are carryover activities from yesterday? What must I accomplish today? So some things, you know, have deadlines. Who do I need to follow up with? What new prospects will I call? How will I improve my health today? What will I do spiritually today? In what ways will I lead my team today? What will I do with my children? He has the names of his children. With my children today, for us it can be our grandchild, with my spouse today, this week. What are my two most valuable outcomes to accomplish today? So again, look at the list of all the things. What are the things that can really move the needle? What are the things that can really move your business forward? Because you want to make sure that you accomplish those. Then he has, how can I make $10,000 today? And that's
$10,000.
$10,000. Now, you know, you might not set yours for that. Eric's been in business for quite a few years, and he's very, very successful. So you might set that for, you know, to start with $1,000. But you might want to set it high just to stimulate your creative abilities to think. We've talked about this several times on the call, and again, this is what Eric teaches us to do. Look for ways that you can leverage your time. You can meet with a person one-on-one, which is excellent. You can also record a Zoom call so that maybe you had 3 or 4 people on your Zoom call, and now it's recorded. Now you can send it out to more people. That's leveraging your time. Instead of just being in front of one person for 30 minutes, maybe that call is going to reach 10 people. Maybe it's going to, like for him, he's reaching out to hundreds, thousands of people. And so he's looking for ways where he can leverage, make each hour of time worth 1,000 hours. So, you know, that's a big goal to reach for. We could start with ones like, where can we leverage our time by 2, by 3, by 4, by 5, and work up. Because, again, like I said, Eric's been in business for quite a few years and is very, very successful, making a lot of money. Then he has post-planning questions.
By helping lots of people.
By helping lots of people, absolutely. Yeah. Can I chunk any of my activities?
What does chunk mean?
Meaning
cut them down?
Well, no. Can you package them? Oh. Like you know, if you're going to go to the store and get something, can you do several things along your way so that you don't go home and then turn around and start all over again? You know, can you put any things together so that it saves time? Can I delegate any of my activities? You know, can I hire somebody? Can I have somebody on my team do it? Can I have somebody in my family do it? Can I have one of my kids do it? Can I delegate any of my activities? Look at my list and ask myself, do I really need to do this? Apply the 80-20 rule. What two activities on my list will provide the most value? Are there any activities I need blocked time for? Now, this is really, really a good concept, because blocked time means if you're going to have some time where you don't have any interruptions. You're going to have like 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes where you don't have any, you don't take any cell phone calls, you don't look at any texts, you don't look at the computer, you don't have anybody running into the room asking you questions, your kids, your spouse.
You
let them know that you need this block time, because that's That's just creative time. So your top priorities, maybe you're working on a website, maybe you're working on an email campaign. These creative activities that you need, your 2017 plan, you need some creative time where you can focus, because every time you get interrupted, I don't remember what the statistics are, but it takes something like 15 minutes to get back on track with your train of thought, and chances are by that time you're going to get interrupted again. So having block time for your real critical things that you want to accomplish is very important. So, you know, what are there any activities today that I need to have block time for, and make sure, you know, you set that up. So I can send that out to you guys if you'd like to have it. I think that can really help us. Another thing that can help us to stay on track and set our goals is the core consultant outline that Ben Woodward set up for us. And there's the core consultant newsletter that you can sign up for, that you can have all the new people as they come onto your team to have them sign up for. And
so Ben and Dave worked on it together.
Yeah, Ben and Dave, and they do that together. But there's the read, listen, attend, mentor, talk, and present. So read like 15 minutes a day. I suggest all of us start at the beginning of this year with a GoPro by Eric Worre, so that we all be on the same track with that. Those are the seven core activities that we need to be doing, like adding people to our list, inviting people to take a look, doing presentations, following up, enrolling, helping people get started, promoting events. So read 15 minutes a day. Then listen daily. And again, GoPro is available on audio, so you could do that, listen. But again, what we want to be doing is developing our skills and our mindset. So every day to be feeding our mind. And so to be listening every day, it can be Automobile University, it can be Earbud University, while you're exercising, walking the dog, cleaning the house, driving in your car, you can be listening to something. Then attend. So weekly, you want to either be attending a local NECN event or an online NECN event, or be hosting one. You know, this is critical, 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 critical for you, for your future, for your success in NECN, to stay plugged in. And as you bring key people onto your team, also for them, is to be attending either a live event or an online event every week, just like you guys are this morning on this call, so that we stay plugged in as a team. We have the synergy. We have that uplifting effect of being together.
One of the things in network marketing is if you're at an event by yourself, you're learning. If you're at an event with some of your people, you're earning. So
absolutely. Good point, Zach. Then one of the core consultant activities is to have a mentor and touch base with our mentor at least weekly, even daily. And then the next one is talk to one new person a day. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to talk to about NECN, but be building that relationship, finding their needs and wants when the time's right to bring, you know, suggest they take a look at NECN to solve one of their problems, either a health problem, you know, with the NECN technologies, or earning money with the business opportunity. And I suggest, you know, we want to be adding two names a day to our list, 10 a week. That would be 500 a year. And, of course, we could raise that number dramatically through social media. And then the last one is to present, show the NECN business opportunity, to show the plan at least two times a week. And, again, this could be through a Zoom call, three-way call with your upline, with one of your uplines. It can be a live event, online event. So that's the core consultant. So, you know, factor that into your planning. That could probably even be your plan. And then I see, wow, time is zooming. So let's shift into the call with Mike DiMuccio that just happened yesterday on Friday. Oh, my goodness, that was like super, super exciting. He's been talking about it for about, the last two or three weeks. But it's just really growing in momentum. The whole idea of all of us working together to launch NECN worldwide, the new NECN, and to set up a series of events in January, February, and March to launch or relaunch your business with your upline, And so that means to have, to host an event, it, you know, it can be in your home in January, February, and March, and then to have a series of events leading up to that. You might want to have your event like towards the end of January so that you have time to do ABC calls, coffee shops, or maybe smaller events, so that by the time you have your bigger event, you have lots of people that can come to it. And then by doing this through January, February, and March, we'll be leading up to Orlando in April to, you know, to, for the celebration and recognition of your new rank and your team's new ranks. So I hope some of the, you have watched it. That's our homework. Well, two homeworks for today. One is to make sure that you watch that Zoom call with Mike and Ben and Dave as soon as you can, and text us as soon as that you've watched it so that we can all start planning on this together. It's pretty exciting. It's going to create a lot of the momentum because we're all working together. It won't just be you doing an event. You'll be part of, they don't have the terminology all set yet. Mike has hired somebody to do a flyer, and it might be called the World Launch, but whatever they call it,
the world
it might
tour.
Be an active, yeah, world tour. It might be an active wellness tour. It's going to give us the ability to be part of something that's really big, and the people, as we invite them, they can see that it's not just a local thing. It's not just small. It's part of something really big. And so Laura@magneticleaders.com, you can email Laura@magneticleaders.com. Once you have set a time and date for your event, she's going to have a master calendar of events. And one of the things I thought was really exciting as Mike's talking is, okay, so this is, you know, a 90 days for your goal. So January, February, and March, and the whole launch event. So he's thinking of it. He's got like a little diagram in three tiers. So the first phase is you looking for your key leaders. So that's like phase one. That can be January. And he's saying, you know, like January, you can be in Salt Lake City with your key leaders. And then phase two, February, you're helping your key leaders to find people, to sponsor people, to bring people on board. And then in March, you're helping those people to do their launches. And that's, you know, really hit the momentum phase. And he set that up with the ranks. So phase one, as you find your three people, and again, remember, you're probably going to need to sponsor at least nine people to find three people that really want to do it. Usually the rule of thirds work out. But the first phase with your three people, you would go at least, the new rank will be executive, because if you have three people, you'd have 4,500 in volume if you have, well, that's the new executive, isn't it? Yeah. And then as each of those three people, you help them to develop their three, you'd go silver. And then as you help all those people to develop their three, you would go platinum in that third month. So he's suggesting that the host for these events, for these world tour events, set your goal for being either platinum or relaunch at platinum or platinum equivalent if you're already above a platinum level, to create that volume of platinum. Because that third month, if you had 4,500 volume the first month and then everybody duplicated that, you'd have the 13,500 in the second month. And the third month, it would be 40,500, which is over platinum, actually.
So you go from 3 to 9 to 27 people.
Yeah, you're going to need to look at this so that you see it and start thinking of it for yourself, what part you want to play, where you want to fit into this. But because of all of us working together on this, there's going to be a tremendous amount of energy, of momentum to plug into. It's going to be very attractive to people taking a look. And there's going to be an outline. Like I said, there's going to be, Mike is hiring
somebody to, a professional to have the logo and the format and the launch flyer for all of us to use. And it is going to be international. It's going to be in Canada, in Latin America, in Europe, and in the U.S., January, February, and March, just massive, massive action, massive launch. So pretty darn exciting, and that'll all culminate in Orlando, where we can celebrate, and you can be a New Rank, people on your team, you can be there with your leaders, they can be at New Ranks, and again, to remember that the ranks are going to go really fast now, silver, you know, executives to silvers to golds to platinums, and so just start thinking about the possibilities for yourself, for your team, for the people that you're going to attract. And
the other thing I think that's exciting about it is it's not me, Ken, doing this. It's us. It's the field.
It's the field leaders. Yes, it's the field leaders. I mean, it's so exciting. Let's open it up, Jack. Here, we just have a few minutes left. Who has questions? Who has comments? Who's heard the call?
Okay, put up your hand. That's 5-star.
Okay, 5-star.
Oh, see, the star's on the wrong side. Anyway, 5-star. If anybody would like to...
Is it star 5 or 5-star?
5-star.
It's 5-star. Okay.
Okay.
Yes?
So I thought you did not unmute us. Oh, you were saying that we unmuted ourselves. Anyway, I did listen to watch the video yesterday, Friday, with Ben and Dave and Mike, and it was really very good. I love the fact that they talked about the 3 phases. I'm not sure it's actually 3 months, but I think no matter how you look at it, it's 3 times, right? So 3 phases of the way the structure is going to work. It's going to be a lot easier. Ranks are definitely going to be a lot faster, which is a good thing. So, you know, I think it is a 90-day cycle, but for me, I started my 90-day cycle in November. So it's November, December, and January. So I'm just doing my best to keep that momentum going forward. And then going to Salt Lake, and then going to Orlando, and then going to San Antonio. So I think it's really good that we're all getting together on the same page. It's not that Mike Mucha is doing something, and then Ben's doing something, and then Dave's doing something. We're all in it, synced together, which I find to be a very good idea. So to me, that's very exciting.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, Ruth.
Yeah.
Okay, who else?
And you're a great example.
I know, Gloria, you texted us that you watched Ben and Mike yesterday. Would you like to comment?
I did get to hear it. You can hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, we are unmuted. Okay, it was just my phone muted. I sat here taking notes. I kind of raced back to the house because I could only be on the phone, and I started taking notes, and all of a sudden I just got this little like butterfly of excitement in my gut, because I've been around long enough to have heard the stories of like when Danny Pang came to Atlanta, and then there was a Betty Starnes and a Sherry Clark and a Isabel Gibson and these people that just as a team decided to launch an area. And that's what it feels like again, that we get to do this brand new pioneer territory, stake a claim, have a big party, gather new friends, and yet the company's what, 42 years old. And all of the technologies now that we have and the way we can help people differently. I mean, so it's like I've stepped back in time and into the future at the same time. I mean, it is really, really exciting. And so no matter where anyone is, the plan is easier to explain. Compensation comes faster. Anyone who has been in network marketing before will understand the very courageous moves that McCann has made. So I have no problem explaining this to people who say, been there, done that, you know, in MLMs. Really so excited that the Daves and the Mikes and you guys have just stayed there with us, kept learning, and just absolutely pushed this next business wave of McCann. Very, very exciting.
Wow, Gloria. I feel it, too, that butterfly, that tickle, that, I mean, you start to feel the vision. I mean, that the wave is coming. I mean, you can really, really feel it when you watch Mike, I mean, and Ben and Dave. And so, you know, that's the number one homework assignment for this week, is to watch that as soon as you can and text us as soon as you watch it. Say, yeah, I watched it. I'm in. And we'll start, you know, start working all together, especially right here after Christmas, and getting these events planned and set up. And it's just, you can feel the swell, the excitement. Here we have a 42-year-old company. We have proven products, and yet we have this tweak, like Mike talked about it last week or something, about, you know, you can have a car that goes a certain speed, and then you can take it in and make adjustments to it. Now it can go faster, and that's what they did with the compensation plan. It's going to be smoother, easier, faster, and people can start earning money right away, and there's a tremendous opportunity for growth here. And by coming together like this, with all of us working together on this launch, not just like you're saying, Gloria, not just maybe Mike working on his own, or Ben working on his own, or you in Atlanta working on your own, but all of the leaders in McCann, all of the people that want to step up and be leaders, all of us working together, wow.
Exciting.
Who else would like to say something, have a question or a comment?
And your lines are they're
a combination of muted and
here, I'll try something.
Conference muted.
Okay, see if that works. Can anybody talk?
Everybody's unmuted.
Well, we think.
If
anybody else wants to share, you can speak up. Okay, well, maybe we can't talk.
I'm so sorry. As I'm taking notes when you guys are talking, I just wanted to, what really hit me when you were talking about it is that when he said about spending time to plan, I think that's one of the things that has shifted in me in the past 2 months, is that every night before I go to bed, I have this big sign that I hand wrote, put on my pillow, that make an action plan for tomorrow. And I tell myself I'm not allowed to put my head on that pillow unless I make that list. But even if it's two things, I have done that for the past November and up to December, that I have spent, even if it's a few minutes, it's not 10 minutes, but a few minutes, to plan and set the intention for my next day. And I find that to be very helpful. When I get up in the morning, I rip up that piece of paper, bring it downstairs, put it next to my phone, and when I'm not sure what I need to get done, I go back to that list and I'm like, okay, what did I want to get done? It just helps me focus. So I think that was a really good point when you talked about spending 10, 15
minutes. Wow, that is huge. And, you know, you're just such a perfect example. I mean, you made the decision, and now you're doing your pre-planning every night. So all of us, if we follow in Ruth's footsteps here, wow.
And you got a big bonus, didn't you, Ruth?
I did. There's a check in the mail for $2,500.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yay.
Pretty cool. Huge blessing. Yeah, so.
Oh, wow. That is so awesome. Well, you are a blessing in our life, Ruth Loeb, all of us here on this team. Again, you know, being on this call, I want to congratulate each one of you, because staying plugged in, making that commitment to yourself, to your future, you know, being uplifted with the team, being inspired, wow, it's just huge. Not only is it huge, it's critical. So, you know, over the years we've seen people don't stay plugged in, life gets in the way, and pretty soon they're not in McCann anymore. So thank you for being on. We kudos to each one of you. This is an exciting time. Do your homework, listen to the call, and make your 2017 goals and action plan. It can be short. Don't make it super long, because, you know, the longer it is, the harder it is to review, to go over. So you know, text us, fax us, email us, get that to us before December 31st, and you get a letter grade of A, but more importantly, you'll have a head start on having a fabulous 2017.
So,
or it could be longer with fewer words, right? So you can review it real fast.
That's right. There you go. So we love you guys. Yay, team.
Love you, too. Thank you.
You're awesome. Bye-bye.